And they're off for another Get270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby-winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at the new release from Smooth Ambler with their Contradiction Rye. Now we knew that they came out with the Contradiction Bourbon or Whiskey a few years ago, and now they're coming out with a rye. So here's a little bit more information that we got from John Little, and this is more than what was given on the press release, and that there are actually four rye whiskeys that are in this blend. So it is a blend of straight rye whiskeys. There's two from Tennessee. There's a 51% rye and a 70% rye. One from MGP, which is the, of course, the 95.5 rye. And one of their homemade rye whiskeys from West Virginia, which is an 88% rye. They had sourced the Tennessee rye nearly 5 years ago and MGP about 4.5 years ago. So this has been in the works for quite some time. It is 105 proof, non-chill filtered. This is batch one. It has an SRP of around $35 to $40. And as I said, 105 proof. So let's go ahead and let's get our
world taste of rye here.
That's a lot of rye in here. So kind of interesting.
I'm excited.
I know. So here we go. Batch one on the nose. You know that we've sourced some stuff from a Tennessee distillery as well that is rye, and it comes out a little bit because there's almost like a passion fruit.
Yeah, it's definitely not on your minty spearmint. It's more like tropical fruits, kind of the nose for me.
Which means it's probably lighter on the MGP 95.5 side, which you'd typically get with the dill spearmint, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then until John tells us, it's mostly a 95.
Like, you guys are terrible at nosing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if we get better at tasting. Still a little more fruit forward for me.
Yeah,
a lot of bubblegum.
Yeah, some cotton candy, but like fruity, kind of the blue cotton candy, like sugary, fruity.
Yeah.
Like maybe a little hint of blueberry or something. I don't know. It's definitely a lot of bright fruits in this.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it though.
Yeah, it's not a typical rye where it's like so spearmint and vords. A lot of like sweet, fruity, syrupy flavors.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So let's go ahead and we'll rate it on the nose. Where are you at?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
Agree. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I love it.
And the finish?
Sideways for me. I mean, it's...
Thumbs up. I would have said thumbs up. But go ahead. I'll let you...
I'll go 3/4. I want to... Usually with the rye whiskey, I want a big, bold spice at the back. And it's subtly there. This is more of a silkier, smoother, fruitier rye.
But, I totally agree.
But yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. It's a fantastic blend. I think they did a great job. So with that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.